This is WGN Radio. Jordan Smith joins us, the Leisure Marketing Manager at Visit Bloomington. VisitBloomington.com. This is our Best of the Midwest, and we're taking you to Bloomington. Thanks for joining us, Jordan. How are you?
Hey, John. Doing great. Yeah, this is Bloomington, Indiana, not your next-door neighbor, Bloomington, Illinois, but a little bit about 4 hours away. But I know that people look on your website, it looks a little different. But yeah, we're the other Bloomington, and we'd love to have you come visit.
Bloomington, Illinois is the middle of farm country. It's a nice little town, but it's a little business hub, but it's nothing like the topography, the geography of your town, is it?
That's correct. Yeah, we are a college town, home of the Indiana Hoosiers. But I know that the university gets a lot of exposure and a lot of love, but there's a lot more to do than just go to school here.
Well, because I think it's, if people haven't been there, I think they'd be surprised how pretty it is. It's a little hillier. There's more trees, stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a little more character once you get to this southern part of Indiana. We are right here in the middle of the Hoosier National Forest, which is the only national park in the state of Indiana. And it's a beautiful little area, over 200,000 acres, tens of thousands of which are just right here in the county. It's a great place to rent a cabin or go hiking, backpacking, trail running. We even have some fire towers there if you want to see the best views of all of Indiana.
Oh, yeah, right. And a big lake, too, right?
Absolutely. I know that you're up there near the Great Lakes territory, but we have some Great Lakes ourselves on a smaller, more intimate scale. We have three of them, all of which are man-made. You can fish and hike and camp, and some of them you can even go out on a boat, and some of them you can even, there are some beaches there where you can enjoy.
So if I were going to go to Bloomington, and this is our Best of the Midwest, I'm going to get away, I'm going to go down there. Maybe I'll do something around the university, but maybe I won't. What else would I be doing down there?
Well, if you want to stay away from the university, that's a lot of stuff to really do there as well. Some great art exhibits, but we can touch on that later. But I think Bloomington is the best foodie destination in all of Indiana. So I know a lot of people, when they go on vacation, they want to go out to eat. And you're not short of any culinary experiences here in Bloomington, I could say that. For example, I know we have a little place called The Elm. That's our our fine dining establishment. Has been voted by USA Today in back-to-back years as one of the best restaurants in all of America. They have seasonal menu items that changes through the season. Of course, we also have the only Tibetan restaurant in all of Indiana, and one of five in the entire Midwest. So if you want to try something very new, very unique, that's a neat place to go. And since I mentioned Tibet, we have a place called the Tibetan-Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center. It's a nice little monastery that's here in town. So if you want to see some of the most unique thing in all of Indiana and most of the Midwest, it's a nice place to just kind of relax and unwind and meet a few Tibetan monks while you're at it.
How does Indiana host that? Was there some sort of cultural exchange once upon a time? What's the magnet?
Believe it or not, the Dalai Lama, the current Dalai Lama, his brother used to be a professor at Indiana University, and he kind of established this cultural center, and it has just grown since then.
Wow. Hey, Lama, so if I was going to stay there, where would I stay? What's the lodging like?
Oh, we have some amazing hotels downtown area. I know that our contest that we're running, we have a nice little two-night stay going on at the Grant Street Inn, and that's a historic bed and breakfast that dates back to the 1800s. You can actually stay at a yurt at the Mongolian Tibetan Cultural Center as well if you want some really neat stays. So there's plenty to see and do and stay at here in Bloomington. We have a graduate hotel by Hilton, and we actually have a nice little suite that's decorated out in Stranger Things, which is based in Indiana. So we create a nice little Stranger Things suite at the Graduate.
Oh, that's a good idea. Talk about Hoosier National Forest, though. I suppose if folks were going to go down there, they might be surprised by the breadth of that place. Just talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's over 200,000 acres, as I mentioned before, tens of thousands of which are in the Bloomington-Monroe County area. You can do everything, rent a cabin, hiking, backpacking, trail running. You can even go climbing and horseback riding here. I mentioned the fire tower earlier. And, you know, you might even get lucky and see some bald eagles. We had a whole reintroduction of the bald eagles into the Hoosier National Forest. So if you enjoy bird watching, that's a great place to go to as well. Some even great wildlife, from deer and chipmunks to foxes and even the bald eagles that I mentioned.
I suppose the university, though, is a magnet for at least 9 months out of the year. are there things you want us to know about IU?
Absolutely. Well, it's almost entirely made out of limestone. We are a limestone quarry capital of the world, really. So every building is made in limestone. It looks like a scene straight out of Harry Potter or Hogwarts, really. And if you're big into the arts, we have some amazing museums there at Indiana University. For instance, the Eskenazi Museum of Art. It holds over 45,000 objects dating back to the 3rd millennium BC to contemporary works like Picasso and Jackson Pollock and Claude Monet. And right across from it, there's the Lilly Library. It's internationally revered rare book and manuscript library. They have over 8.5 million manuscripts, 450,000 books, 150,000 pieces of sheet music. They even have some notable items like the first printed edition of the Canterbury Tales and an entire Gutenberg New Testament Bible. You can even hold an Oscar trophy there. It's a little more hands-on, and their rotation kind of changes, so you're always seeing something new there.
Just give me a couple of highlights on events, festivals, music, food. What have you got coming up in the near future?
Sure. Well, every Friday at Switchyard Park, we have Food Truck Friday, and that'll last through October. So if you want to try some of the best food trucks in town, there's over a dozen of them set up there every Friday. Our Community Farmers Market downtown, that'll last through October as well. Gallery walks every first Friday of the month. But some upcoming festivals, the return of the Taste of Bloomington, that'll be August 2nd. We used to have a nice food festival, and we're having over 50 vendors out there. It's free admission, and each vendor will have a nice little snack-sized food entree or hors d'oeuvre that's $5 or less. We have a 4th Street Festival of Arts and Crafts. That'll come up near the end of August. And, of course, one of the longest traditions of Bloomington festivals, the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival. If you want to hear music from throughout history, that'll be in late September. So those are some of the summer fairs and festivals we have coming up.
Indiana has one of the best music schools in the country, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can't talk about Indiana University without the Jacobs School of Music.
So we've got a enter to win a getaway to Bloomington, Indiana, which includes a 2-night stay at the historic Grant Street Inn. Did we talk about the Grant Street Inn?
Oh, yes, briefly, when we mentioned some of the great places to stay. I'm happy to talk about it again. It's a historic bed and breakfast, so each morning you will get a nice handmade breakfast by the chefs at Grant Street Inn, and it dates back to the 1800s. So it's one of the oldest properties and oldest buildings we have in all of Bloomington, and it's absolutely beautiful, and you are going to love your stay there.
Yeah, and then we've got gift cards to places to eat and drink locally, and then passes to Taylor's Par 3 9-hole golf course, which is the kind of golf course I need to be on. I do not have 18 holes in me, but 9 I do. So that's Taylor's Par 3 9-hole golf course. You can win all of that by going to WGNradio.com. Click on the contest page. Any last thing we want to make sure we know about before we go?
Oh, just even though it's the summer right now, so it's a lot quieter, a lot more leisure activities going on around here. The students are home for the summer, so our population's kind of cut in half. If you need a nice little getaway that's away from the hustle and bustle of the big city, we'd love to have you here in Bloomington. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's quite relaxing and calm, so you'll have a great time.
And aim for Indianapolis and then go about an hour south, right?
Absolutely. We're about a 4-hour drive from Chicago.
Jordan Smith is the Leisure Marketing Manager at visitbloomington.com. Okay, well done. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.